Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Lauren Turton, and here's what's happening. A five-year-old boy is fighting for his life after he was seriously hurt in a four-car crash in the Frankfurt section of the city. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
Police say the boy was with his mother in one of three cars at the intersection of Aramingo Avenue and Wakeling Street about 7:30 at night. And Chief Inspector Scott Small says another driver came flying by.
Striking vehicle, they believe, was traveling at a high rate of speed when it struck one or more of these stopped vehicles that were stopped at the red light.
It was a chain reaction crash. Police say the only person who was hurt was the five-year-old. He had serious head trauma and was rushed over to St. Christopher's and listed in critical condition. There was a six-year-old girl in another car, but police say while she was shaken up, she wasn't physically hurt. Police spoke to all the drivers, including the person who they believe was speeding and started the crash. They didn't say how fast that person was going, only saying the speed limit was 30. The front of their car was smashed and a tire flew off. No word on any charges. Outside St. Christopher's Hospital, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia will not get a Center City Arena after all, but the 76ers will join with the Flyers to build a new arena in South Philadelphia. The team owners joined Mayor Sherelle Parker to sell the new plan on Monday. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb was there.
The journey to the best solution doesn't always go in a straight line.
Sixers owner Josh Harris insists the team was really serious about a Center City Arena, but went back into talks with Comcast last month at the urging of NBA Commissioner Adam Silver and worked out a new deal, a 50-50 partnership in a new arena in the Stadium District and an as yet undetermined new development for Market East.
Both of our organizations love this city, and together we can do incredible things. Both in Market East and in the Arena District.
Comcast had been opposed to a new arena by 2031 after spending millions revamping the Wells Fargo Center, but President Brian Roberts says he realized the timing of a new arena didn't matter in the long term.
We can do bigger, better, faster.
Comcast also gets a stake in the 76ers. Mayor Parker admitted the new plan was a curveball, but painted it as a positive.
This is a celebration for the city. We stand here being able to accomplish everything that we set out to do.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Activists trying to keep an arena away from Chinatown breathed a sigh of relief when the Sixers decided to stay in South Philly after all. But Comcast Spectacor will invest in a project that reimagines Market East. KYW's Vic Ragapathy reports Chinatown's business leaders want their views considered more earnestly this time around.
A city-commissioned community impact report from 2024 found an arena would have indirectly led to displacement of businesses and individuals.
Rather than just try to glamorize Market East, you have to empower what we already have.
That's Maya Sun, manager of QT Vietnamese Sandwich. She says an arena would have sapped Chinatown of what sets it apart, the culture.
Having more whitewashed type of food that's not authentic that we have to make for you to force us to do that is crazy. It's literally like throwing a polar bear in a jungle.
Michael Chow owns Sankey Peking Duck House, a Chinatown staple since 1980.
It's related to the culture, and that's the people, what they like. They want to see something different, not just like a big box, like a regular shopping center.
And for Jack Chen, owner of Byway on 11th and Race, no matter what the new project is, what matters most is having a seat at the table.
Hopefully our voice, you know, not only be heard, but also be taken consider as well.
In Chinatown, Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A Montgomery County man pleads guilty to ripping off dozens of customers for about $500,000, admitting that he took deposits to install home generators and electrical supplies, but then never did the work. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
55-year-old Joseph Ford of Collegeville entered a guilty plea to 72 felony counts of deceptive business practices. According to prosecutors, Ford owned First Call Electric, and between December 2020 and October 2022, Ford took deposits from 72 customers across southeastern PA for home generators, electrical panels, or other work, but then never supplied the generators or did the work. Most of the deposits that Ford admitted to pocketing were several thousand dollars, some top $10,000. In all, prosecutors say the money Ford took is around $500,000. Ford entered an open plea, which means his sentence will be up to the judge. 32 of the 72 victims were over the age of 60, which upgrades those counts to a second-degree felony. He faces decades in prison when sentenced, though prosecutors are waiting to see how much he's able to pay back before saying what prison term they plan to seek. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Lauren Turton. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.